You're listening to WISO Weekend on 91.3 WYSO. Up next on Conrad's Corner, Maxine Scuba is a professional counselor and teaches life work planning classes at Wright State University, Clark State College, and Antioch University Midwest. Over the last 16 years, she has subdued her inner critic and is now also comfortable with being called a poet.
From then on, you have written various poems about the people in your lives, your experiences.
Yes, I enjoy writing about people, and when I travel, I somehow I get disengaged from my regular life, and so it's much easier to write poetry. I traveled to Italy this past spring, and found myself writing daily. And I think it's because I had no one else to talk to except my notebook.
Okay. And you have a poem, I believe, about your sister.
Yes, I do. I do. Yes, writing about the past sometimes helps to put it away, resolve it.
You look upon it as therapy?
In a way, very therapeutic. I was in a writing group, it was about 20 years ago. And there was this southern woman with this great southern accent. And she would listen to my poems. And one day she said, "Honey, you're never going to need a psychologist if you just keep writing poetry like that."
Is that true?
Well, that's true. Yes, it is. It's been very therapeutic for me.
So
yes.
The poem about your sister.
It's called At the Door, and I wrote it a couple of years ago. She would appear at the door of the bedroom we shared as I played with my family of dolls. One in each hand, my dolls and I swayed to my make-believe stories. Sometimes, so excited, I would move my dolls in jerks up and down and sideways. Moving to the storyline, my dolls and I were happily lost in play until I heard, "Shiver and shake, shiver and shake, shiver and shake, Maxine," over and over again. A chant from the region of hell called Big Sister Prerogatives, louder and louder until all of us there on the bed were silenced. Yesterday, after one of our long, awkward silences, after 30 years of her disdain and me still asking why, still wanting to stand up to her, she emailed me saying she had Parkinson's, a disease of the muscles, of bodily earthquakes, of shivers and shakes. Now she stands at her own doorway, gathering strength from all her yesterdays for the journey that lies ahead. I have been silenced again, though this time, thankful for words left unsaid, the letter left unwritten.
That's a very touching poem, and a sort of a sad ending in a way. And I gather also on your travels you have had some encounters with some different men.
In my travels in my life, yes, I have. Yes, I have.
And you have written, I think, a number of poems about that. In our various poetry groups, I've heard you read a couple on that subject. I wonder if you have a selection of that aspect of your...
Of my life?
From that aspect of your life.
Yes, I do have one. I can't remember when I wrote this. It's called Different Faces. It has two parts to it.
Two different faces?
Not necessarily. Two different chapters.
Maybe different phases.
Phases. That's the word. Okay. Number one is New Beginnings. I like New Beginnings. The dewy greens of April leaves, a baby propped in a buggy, laughing at her first snow, or planting a seed in freshly dug earth. That is why, when I called you last night, hardly knowing you and you hardly knowing me, when you spoke my name, it sounded like song, high and full at the peak, then descending to softness, a roller coaster of sound. I knew I liked this new beginning, too. Two, after the first blush. I am embarrassed by this confession. It is from hard-won knowing. I'm not one for weeding, my friend. My garden, when new, shimmers in May's light. It is spotless in my care, brimming with promise. By August, it is crowded with visiting weeds. Like homeless relatives, they are uninvited, unwelcome, and ready to bed down with me for months. So, as a word of warning, my friend, as we gaze at this garden of possibilities, there may not be much to harvest come the fall.
That has a sort of sad ending to it.
Yes, it does. It's sometimes our realizations about ourselves aren't always happy ones, but that just seems to be a truth of mine. But there have been some happy moments and happy endings, even though I do have a problem with harvest.
Okay. Well, you have a hearty laugh, and I think you have some very interesting experiences to record, and you record them with very effective language. So I thank you for sharing all this.
Well, thank you, Conrad.
Maxine Scuba.